This is the first edition of the podcast entitled Jersey Pawn. And what this is about is we want to talk about Jersey Pawn. Pawn in New Jersey. We want to talk about how this whole concept Jersey Pawn came together. And we want to talk about, just tell a story. And that's what we're doing here. I'm Keith Sandilands, and I'm at the Pawn Digo Pawn Shop. This is the owner-founder, Bernard Ciongoli. Pretty cool. And there's Adrian Fantone. And how this all kind of came about and why I'm here is from circumstance, life's crazy, came into the pawn shop, the Pawn Dingo Pawn Shop. And when I came in, I met Bernie, I met Adrian, and I saw on one of the TVs I was playing a pilot of the show Jersey Pawn. It was something they created where it's about life in the pawn shop. In New Jersey. And what was so interesting to me when I saw it was, man, like, being someone from New Jersey, I was like, you know, all the shows that are out there, you have, like, Jersey Shore that recently happened, you have the Housewives, and then just in general, the media of New Jersey is so negative, and something that I've always experienced over the years. So when I saw this, and I talked to Bernie and Adrian, and I understood the concept of it, that they just want to be able to highlight a lot of the history of New Jersey and a lot of the great products and things that were invented here, because Bernie was an inventor. Back in the day, he worked on technologies, and he'll talk about that in a little bit. But he was an inventor. So that's really like what the show concept was about. So I watched the pilot, and it was interesting. You know, it was really cool being from New Jersey. And it was something I wanted to support and I wanted to make happen. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're talking about the Jersey Pawn concept of the show, what Adrian, Bernie, and I would like to kind of come into. We're kind of figuring it out, but you know, it's kind of coming together. So we want to talk about that. We want to talk about Pawn Dingo and the shop and how it all started, how everything kind of came together. Talk about New Jersey. Talk about New Jersey culture. Talk about pawn. Talk about whatever. So I want to introduce Bernie, and Bernie, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I'm Bernie Ciongoli, and I'm a long-term resident of New Jersey, coming out of Paterson. You know, that's basically the breadbasket of the Industrial Revolution back in the early 1900s. And I've been more or less of a technologist all my life. I started out at 16 years old, repairing TVs, got very interested in technology and science. At that time, high-tech was not even a word. It was something that was buried in science fiction. And I got involved with instrumentation, electronic instrumentation. I formed a couple of companies and later on migrated into early computing, rubbing elbows with guys like Steve Jobs out of Apple Computer. As a matter of fact, I created a product that I presented to Apple Computer, and they threw me out.
tell the story of what he said.
I had a very interesting product. At that time, it was called the light pen. It was to draw on a screen of a television set. And it was used in early computing, and it had a lot of software geared towards children. And the idea of towards children at that time in the early 80s was a taboo. And the computing people didn't like to have children involved playing with computers. As you know today, the Apple iPad and other devices are all used by children. It became a phenomenon. So my device was before the mouse. Actually, when Apple guys contacted me, they were quite interested in my light pen device. Because it was almost like a mouse. Actually, it was like a mouse. It was a pen mouse, you can call it. You can click on the screen. There was no software at that point in time. It was software that we developed, and it was like click and move items, and it was quite interesting. So when I got there, I flew out to California. It was their new building that you see today, you know, the big office building of Apple Computer. It was just a hole in the ground, and I actually was in a construction trailer talking to the third guy in Apple, a guy by the name of Johnson, which he brought in Jobs. And Jobs so easily said to me, "Bernie, you know what you can do with this pen." I wouldn't say what he said, but I got very shocked and a little TO'd and left. And make a long story short, they had purchased at that time the mouse concept from Xerox. And they were promoting their mouse, and they wanted to see what other people had, and I had this light pen. And that, too. Unfortunately, for every $1 million I raised, it was a public company, small public company, called TechSketch, subsidiary of Empower Technologies. Every $1 million I raised, they raised $100 million. So it was very difficult to compete. I had stories in various magazines saying, "Is the pen mightier than the mouse?" And maybe with a little change, I might have been somebody. And I continued along with technology. I have several patents. I have a patent in three-dimensional imaging. I also have a patent in networking. So my technology ideas over the years were quite interesting to me. And I retired, sold my business a few years ago. And I, because of my background, I was an avid coin collector, a collector of fine art, and crazy stuff that you can find around. And I thought maybe it would be a great idea to do something rather than staying home looking at the walls. And I thought of the idea of maybe opening up something that I loved, that I can enjoy. And the pawn shop concept became quite interesting. One, it would be a good financial investment, because basically a pawn broker, I don't know if people realize what a pawn broker really is. A pawn broker makes loans. People come in with a piece of collateral, you give them a loan against that piece of collateral, and after a period of time, they return the principal and the interest and retrieve their item. So that's more of the financial end. What comes along with it is the buying and selling of unique items, which you can see as we go further into this podcast or future podcast, the kind of things that we have in this pawn shop. And our pawn shop is more or less a suburban type organization. Most of your pawn shops in New Jersey are in inner cities, such as Paterson, Newark, Jersey City, and then down in Atlantic City. My idea was to have a suburban shop where we can cater to the middle class people and make loans, small and large, as well as buy interesting items over time. We get a share, and we're going to be talking about that as time goes on. But the unique thing about where we are in Totowa, New Jersey, right outside of Wayne and Paterson, is basically the breadbasket of the Industrial Revolution back in the late 1900s and early 2000s, I should say. But the point is we have people such as Colt, who came up the first working six-shooter revolver, manufactured right in Paterson, right close to the Great Falls of Paterson, which has now become a landmark. The Great Falls was very important to the movement of the industrial and high-tech world, is because the falls created power and attracted a lot of industry to the area. People such as Colt, others, which is Holland, with the Holland submarine. The Holland submarine actually was retrieved. The first initial working submarine was retrieved right down the road here in the Passaic River. It is now housed in the Paterson Museum. Many, many, many items were manufactured in Paterson and the surrounding area, from automobiles to very cool items. But the silk was called the Silk City, and the silk industry evolved here. We can go on and on with that, but the idea is what we want to do here is we're trying to develop this pawn shop concept, and we came up with an idea of possibly promoting our idea with a reality show. You've seen other reality shows on TV, but our concept is to kind of mind meld things together with technology, old products, as well as new, and the concept of the 21st century pawn broker is really what we're trying to do. A little different. You travel around the country, you'll find many, many pawn shops, but in New Jersey, it's very, very tough and very, very restricted. You need to have a very credible and clean record to be a pawn broker in New Jersey. I'm going to just turn it back over to Keith, and he's got a couple other ideas that maybe
and,
he wants to ask.
And just going off of what you said, and you might learn something. You might learn something from, you know, from the show, but in a fun, awesome way. That's the point, right? And then also going what you just said, Paterson and the inventions that happened like right down the street in Paterson. I mean, you're watching this right now. You're hearing this. That happened in Menlo Park, Thomas Edison.
Right.
You know, that all came out of that room at Menlo Park, New Jersey, that is. So, I mean, like, it's just important to be mindful about where these things came from.
Talking about that, Keith, you're talking about technology, early technology, it wasn't even called high tech. You talk about Edison. Edison invented many things that we use today, right from the light bulb. We didn't have a light bulb. Forget about it. Things would never be the same today. Right down to the phonograph. People don't believe that. Phonograph, your modern CDs, and so on, would not be in existence if Edison didn't develop that phonograph.
Absolutely.
Right down to the movie camera.
And these are entire industries that are just spawned out of some guy's mind, you know? Out of a room, and I mean, just the fact that, like, even just to put in context the listeners right now, as you're watching this, you're listening to it, that was put into creation by him. Not saying no one else would have figured it out, but he did it, you know? So you have to give credit where credit's due, and that's very interesting, and that's part of New Jersey. So things like that would like to segue into the show. Let's introduce Adrian Fantone, and Adrian, like, you know, tell yourself.
Well.
And you're, you know, everything.
I met Bernie. I'm also from town. I met Bernie randomly coming into the shop one day because I got excited there was this new store that opened up in town. I'm a history buff. I like, you know, collecting certain things, so this place was right up my alley. I walked in, and I met Bernie. He's a really cool guy in the beginning, and, you know, right from the start, he had all this really neat stuff in the shop. Every time I came back, I found more and more things there. It was more and more stories to be told, and it was just a really interesting place, and he had offered me an opportunity to come help him out, work for him, try to help expand the business, and I've been here ever since. Got into the idea of doing the whole podcast to basically, as Keith was saying, enlighten those people who are completely under the veil of what they seemingly see New Jersey as. You gotta remember, dating back hundreds of years ago, this was one of the first 13 colonies. There's a lot of history in New Jersey that people just tend to forget about. So we're trying to, I guess, bring that back into the forefront and, you know, put Jersey on the map for what it's worth and not what the rest of the nation may think due to all these shows. There's also a very very big taboo that goes along with this business that hopefully helping with this podcast and with the show Jersey Pawn that we're trying to completely shatter. A lot of times I get a bad rap, this business, because of some of the things that it may bring, but we try to do everything completely legitimate. We're fully insured, state bonded. Bernie has his all his credentials and papers to be able to actually run this business, and you know, you have to go through extensive background checks and whatnot, so everything was cleared with that. And basically what we do is we help people also retrieve their stolen merchandise by putting all our transactions through to the police on a daily basis, and that helps people, you know, actually retrieve stolen items. So we try to help things and try to help the community as best as possible. You know, we can give people options when they come here, so they do enjoy walking through these doors, and hopefully when they leave, it's always with a smile. So far, so good. And that's basically it with that for now.
What I want to say is Adrian was a very quick study. He came here, he had somewhat knowledge and interest in things, coins, he had some coins, some collectibles. He really picked up things real quickly. I hope I contributed to teaching him some of this stuff, and I'm very proud he's able to represent me when I'm not here. A lot of times I'm out doing things, and he's able to handle the customers as well as, and maybe sometimes better. And it's very important to have a guy like that, and very hard to find. Keith, he is a very, I call him the future Steve Jobs. He's got plenty of ideas. He's an entrepreneur in the truth of it. So many people call themselves entrepreneurs, but they don't really understand what an entrepreneur is. An entrepreneur puts himself out on the line, takes a lot of chances, to get a risk-reward. A lot of times they fail. Many, many entrepreneurs fail. But hey, I failed many times. Thomas Edison failed many times. You got to keep trying. You got to pick yourself up. No matter how much people tell you you can't do it, you got to keep doing it. And look at Keith. I think he's really got the background. He's got some great ideas. We're going to probably use a lot of his ideas on upcoming podcasts as well as our reality show. And we're moving forward. Just to make one other note about what we talked about Thomas Edison. Now, he's kind of like my real idol when it comes down to inventors. Not only did he invent the movie camera, but they actually shot one of the first movies in New Jersey. A bunch of people don't know that. Everybody thinks things come out of Hollywood. But the Great Train Robbery was filmed right here in New Jersey in the mountains of West Patterson. True.
Wow.
I kid you not.
That's great. That's great. That's a great story.
Isn't that something?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Flattery. But yeah, I mean, one of the things that, too, is like, you know, just going back to Edison and inventions that happened
sure.
here. It's like, you think about what we're experiencing today, and this is kind of where the culture part of this podcast and this show wants to come into. We really want to tie things back together.
Right.
You know, it's like this whole industries that have been have grew out of that room, Menlo Park, or even out of the Colt, for example.
Totally.
You know, like these are entire industries, that's people's lives. You know, like you have this concept of celebrity, and you have this concept of media. And even what we're filming on right now is an iPad, right? And we're filming on that. That all came from that
our
room.
Technology.
You know, it all came from that room, you know? And it's just, I think it's very important to be mindful and to understand that, like Newton says, you're standing on the shoulders of giants, you know? Like, we're the only reason that a lot of things exist today, like movie industry, media industry, music, phonograph. Music, the music industry.
Yeah.
You have the music industry, you have the movie industry.
Edison again.
Oh, I was sitting in that room and I'm looking at it. Like I went to visit his workshop in Menlo Park. I'm looking at it. I'm like, this is probably 90% of the economic activity today I'm selling a lot of billions and billions and billions of dollars in the music industry, the film industry, and they both, you know, are very interchangeable, you know, in the sense that they're both tied together. That came out of that room, you know?
But you understand, the guy was very, very, very hardworking.
Oh, absolutely.
He wouldn't give up. I mean, when he invented that light bulb that we just take so commonly today, he must have tried hundreds of different materials to get it to light and hold a charge to make a light bulb.
Absolutely. And it's something, it is an open conversation right now, because it's something I need to say. I know my brother's going to be watching this. You know, there's a lot of people, I think, and I just want to make this like clear, because they say Nikola Tesla, you know, like electricity, and, you know, a lot of people have negative feelings towards Thomas Edison, which they say that like, you know, the whole Tesla Edison thing was very
controversial.
I mean, just like, you know, very looking at it very objectively, I'm just saying that, you know, a lot of these inventions that we see today that our industries came from, you know, whether he invented it or not, like, he's the person.
It was the catalyst.
The catalyst, you know? So, like, I really just want to, and I know he's going to be watching this, you know, I want him to know that, you know, like, he's probably watching this, he's like, oh, Thomas Edison, he's saying it right now, you know?
Thomas Edison was a fantastic inventor.
Yeah.
The tenacity.
Yeah.
His only problem, unfortunately, was not a good businessman.
Yeah.
He lost.
So, here we go. Yeah,
he
yeah.
lost a whole industry. He had the generation, the electric generating ideas. He had DC. His voltage was DC voltage. Tesla was AC. So somehow, he really got beat out of General Electric. He was, believe it or not, he was the founder of General Electric. And he lost that to the industrialists because he wasn't a great businessman. His mind was more towards technology, what he could do in the future. But again, not to belabor the subject, I look at him as the baseline of high-tech technology. A lot of things he developed and started is the foundation of what we do today. Guys like Steve Jobs and others blaze trails. And what happens here in this technology today is changes, changing whole industries. Technology today is running so rapidly that it's obsoleting industries left and right. You got to look at it, and we don't want to continue about technology. We want to talk about more.
Well, actually, just to go off of what you're saying real quick, and that's actually something that's so interesting. You come into the pawn shop, and you say, I want to get money. I'm trading my digital camera. You come and you want to give it to Bernie or Adrian, and it's like, oh, that's not worth anything. And when you think it's worth something, oh, that's gone. GPS is overnight. Oh, they're all on the iPhones. This is obsolete. Right. You know, that's something that if you come to the pawn shop, you can kind of get that dose of reality.
Right. We
know from being here.
Across the board.
Being here is like a reality check. And what Bernie says is, you know, he wants Pawndingo to be the pawn shop of the 21st century. Right. And I think that it's like Adrian was saying, this whole concept of behind around a pawn shop of what it is, and, ooh, don't go there. You know, like, no, this isn't like that. This place isn't like that. This place is a place to learn about reality, you know, and what Adrian was saying before, Bernie was saying that he taught Adrian, you know, like the ways of doing things. These are the things that people don't know about, like buying coins and, mm-hmm. and you know, just what things go for. You know, I think that's like part of the information that a lot of people of this upcoming generation, or just in general, you need to know in life. Like, you need to know this information.
Common knowledge.
Common knowledge.
Don't know today.
It's funny because today, common knowledge is not common. Because I don't want to go into the whole, like, misinformation thing of the world. I'm just saying that, you know, a lot of common knowledge isn't that common. And a lot of it's passed down from people who have it, you know? And therefore, that's something you'll get here. That's something you'll get, you know, when you come into the shop and on the show. That's what's going to be in the concept and on the podcast, you know, like you do these.
Adrian, what do you see? You're here a lot. Do you see people that come in here? Do we tend to try to educate them on their item, or are we trying to?
The most important thing is to know exactly what you're dealing with and to be able to determine value. And given, as Keith was saying, the advances of technology, the internet has allowed us to do exactly that just from our fingertips. So that is extremely helpful in determining, you know, what we can offer people.
That's great.
You know, and that did help the industry a little better. And yeah, you need to have a general understanding on what's going on and what you can what decisions you can make to have the best business oriented mindset going into everything, because at the end of the day, it is a business as well as it is to educate people. And that's the difference between this shop and others, and being able to reach the world through, you know, methods like this, and to educate people on a large scale. That's, you know, you get the same education, hopefully, while watching us through, you know, your computer screen right now or your television set right now, as you would if you were to walk in the door, you know, 594 Union Boulevard, and walk in and do the same transaction. We would try to reach you in the same manner and try to educate you in the same way. Enlightenment is key in everything you do. So it always helps to have a general understanding before walking in here. And yeah, thanks to Bernie, everything was basically refined at that point, and it's very helpful.
Let me give everyone an idea. My back, I'm a, you know, I'm not a young guy like two gentlemen standing here, sitting here. I'm a little older, but I've been around for a long time. And you know what? Technology has really changed. A lot of young folks out there don't realize. I started back when I was a young boy in high school, like I said before, repairing TVs, vacuum tubes. I went from vacuum tubes, integrated circuits, so transistors, integrated circuits, large-scale integration, in a short period of time, maybe 45 years. Things have really changed, and it's going to change even more. But it gives us, or me, I would say, I'm transmitting this information to everyone else, is that things have changed. These are the type of things that we see come in. When people come in with something, I'm kind of astounded at what I see. I see people with, I have some things such as a cash register, 1890, revolver, Manhattan Arms revolver, going all the way back to the horse-driven fire trucks. It's unbelievable what we have. We have all kinds of crazy things. And a lot of it, believe it or not, is coming out of the basements of this area. This metropolitan area. Like I said, so much history, so rich in history. It's the northern New Jersey area. It's unbelievable. Plus, we have so many celebrities in New Jersey, from Bruce Springsteen to Bon Jovi to Blondie to many other groups that you probably know, and actors like Danny DeVito and so on. It goes on and on and on. Our idea here is we do get this reality show going. We want to have guest celebrities from New Jersey. We want to have guest bands on every one of our shows. That depict the heritage of New Jersey. I think this is a unique concept, a little different. You've seen your pawn shop shows in Las Vegas, in the Midwest. We're a little different. We hope to be a little different. We're going to play on the heritage of the state, what's going on in the state, and we're going to bring to you every week things that we see here. I think I'm going to show you next time around some of the items. I'm not going to go into it now. I want to keep you sitting on the edge of your, on the edge of your chair. We're going to show you some of these unique items from Edison to Samuel Cole, to the rest of the guys who contributed to New Jersey. I mean, it's unbelievable. We talked about the Holland Submarine. We're going to go down. Possibly one of our shows is going to go right down to the Paddock Museum. We're going to show the submarine up close. And you all know the Beatles. We got a beautiful story almost surrounding the Beatles, and it goes a little bit like this. I'm going to give you a little flavor. It was 1966. Does everybody remember the Yellow Submarine sung by Ringo Starr? Well, Central High School class of 1966, I'm wrong, it was the Kennedy High School class of 1966. Some of the students got together and painted that Holland Submarine yellow, vis-a-vis the Yellow Submarine. And after that, they moved it down to the Paddock Museum. We're going to go down there, I'm going to show you the submarine. I'm going to try to climb inside and show you how the primitive concepts that we used back 100 years ago to make a submarine go underwater. You're going to be really, really intrigued. So, I don't know if anybody has anything else to add at this point in time.
Yeah. So, I mean, just to kind of recap what Bernie was just saying. So, there's a show concept, reality show, Jersey Pawn, that's going to take place here. That is one of the things that we want to talk about, right? And the show, in the structure of it, is going to be the everyday interactions of the shop. You know, people bring in unique, interesting, culturally relevant things, and we kind of give you information in an awesome way, you know, like, oh my god, I'm learning, but yet, whoa, this is pretty interesting too, and I'm hooked, I'm entertained, you know, so the kind of mesh between learning and entertainment, you know, that's just like in a great way. Also, we want to do segues into what Bernie just said, like, the really interesting story of that submarine that all of a sudden got painted right here in New Jersey. And then also, we want to be able to get these special guests on the show, and we actually went to New York, talked to a bunch of producers, and we'd love to have people on the show, especially people from New Jersey or the area who have interesting things, to come on and maybe talk about like, for instance, like, let's say it's Bruce or Kevin Smith with comic books, and want to come on and be an appraiser, you know? Hey, I want to be an appraiser, and if you want to, you know, say a little bit of this, like, kind of a little cameo, but also it kind of just brings us as New Jersey closer together, you know, because, like, we kind of start off the show with,
sure,
a lot of this is in reaction to all the crap that's out there. Like, anyone who travels around the country from New Jersey can tell you, you go travel somewhere, and that you say, hey, what's going on? Where are you from? I said, from New Jersey. They go, oh, like Jersey Shore?
Oh.
You know, and it's like, you want to blow your head off, you know? And it's like,
we don't want
to. It's like, no, not like that, you know? And it's like, it's just, I think that people need to kind of, who are from there, just very subtly want that perspective, the outside,
right,
perception change.
We're not changing that.
Yeah, exactly. And this is something that goes in that direction.
We're not alone with that.
Yeah, and just to kind of recap on the show and this podcast, Adrian and I, we were just talking about Kevin Smith, and we're very, very inspired by him. I went to see him talk at the film festival a couple weeks ago, and Adrian just recently heard a podcast by him, and he said, tell the story, you know, this is what we're doing here. We're doing a podcast, telling the story. Very inspired by him, especially being a cultural New Jersey legend, you know, a guy who's just very inspiring to people like us, you know, who just want to live life how we want to live it, and just do cool stuff, and that's in great general for everybody. I think that's what this concept is we want to take something, this pawn shop, the Jersey Pawn, and there's a lot of interesting and informational, educational, but also entertaining, you know, and doing an entertaining way of things, and get it out there to everybody. And, yeah, at the same time, it's also a business. It's also a business. Come by. It's an actual place. And you're going to learn a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of really cool things here. And maybe we could kind of segue into a pan right here. But, like, if you the camera showed everything that's going on here, there's all this awesome stuff from these ages past, you know, or even right now. You can get an iPad for less than you're going to get anywhere else, like hundreds less, you know. You can get computers, you can get memorabilia, you can get any of these old things. There's a picture over there, Titanic, you know, a newspaper, that, you know. And one of the things that I think is going to happen in the future, which is starting to happen, is that we live in a society of, I'd say, at least the last 10, 15 years, even right now, where there's a lot of things that are mass-produced. And it's kind of, I think to the consumer today is like, well, there's a million of these made. I don't really want one. But you come here, and you have things from the 20s, you know, the 30s, these things that don't exist anymore, that aren't mass-produced. And you're like, whoa, this is cool. I want this. It's not like everything else. I can't just go out and buy this anywhere. And that's what you're going to find in the pawn shop. You're going to find a lot of things that you just can't get anywhere else. And it's like, man, like, this is I need this. I need this album, you know? Like, I need this picture. I need like, these things, because, like, they just... people actually put time into them, you know? People from, like, the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s actually cared, you know? Like, and it's just different today. So also, they sell stuff here. So that's another message. That, that's another message that's very difficult
for
Bernie to get out, is that, you know, there's a lot... this is kind of like a very multifaceted business, in the sense that there's a lot of awesome stuff you can buy here, you know? And there's also a lot of stuff... if you want to sell something, cool, sell that, you know?
That's a good conversation, a good company.
Absolutely. And, you know, we work and hang out and everything. And it's
a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And I just like to say that probably at the end of this podcast, we're going to show our sizzle reel. You may be interested. It tells you a little bit more about what we do here.
And then we'll put links up, too.
We'll put
at
some
the
links
of the
up,
page.
And you can look at other things about the shop. And in closing, I want to thank Keith and Adrian for everything that they've done to put this thing together. And what I want to say is, I'm Bernie. I'm at the pawn shop. I'm here almost every day except Mondays. And I'm sending you rock and roll wishes and hot rod dreams. See you next time at our next podcast at Pawn Dingo on the Boulevard in Totowa, New Jersey.